FreeMarie.org is an up-to-date webpage maintained by close friends of Marie Mason, an environmental activist and member of the Earth Liberation Front. She was sentenced 22 years in prison in 2009 on 13 counts of arson and property damage of an office that held research records on moth-resistant potatoes. During the hearing, Mason stated that she was genuinely sorry to those who were personally frightened by her actions. She had meant to inspire thought and compassion, not fear. Here to speak with us today on her behalf is Tom Stevens from Michigan. Tom, are you there?
Yes, right here. Good afternoon or evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's great. So I guess we'll start off with this question. Are you a close friend of Marie?
She's my ex-wife. We have a son. So no, not a close friend, but I've, of course, been in touch to some extent for years.
Have you visited her in prison or spoken to her in letters?
We've corresponded.
Mm-hmm.
I have been down there. She's in Texas, in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And I'm in Detroit.
So can you talk a little bit about what the Green Scare is?
Well, one real quick correction from what you said. I believe she pled guilty to 3 out of 4 counts, although I think there were more incidents than that in the counts. I don't think each count was a particular incident.
Okay.
The Green Scare has been something that has involved the U.S. government's translation of acts of property damage, criminal acts of property damage, into and including arson, into alleged acts of terrorism on political and ideological bases since the convenient excuse to do so of 9/11. And what they've done is they've labeled these groups, which some of whom engage in illegal activities, and I'm not condoning that, I'm not defending that, I'm not promoting it, but, you know, Marie's case is symptomatic in the sense that the sentence is, you know, 21 years and 10 months for crimes in which no one was injured. So I think that the excessive nature of that, and if you compare them to similar crimes, you know, it's like 3 times longer than what you would get if you did the same things for fun or pay, you know. And I think that, you know, when you have a government, especially as one as powerful as ours, that decides to take away people's liberty to that extent based on the fact that ultimately what the real reason is that she is involved with people and espouses views that are hostile to the government and threatening to corporate profits, that, you know, there's clearly something wrong with that. And that's what the Green Scare, that's basically the heart of the Green Scare.
I had read on a webpage. Well, I guess it was an article with comments on Marie's case, that Marie's lawyer made a few observations saying that, quote, the terrorism enhancement makes no distinction between intent to murder or, as in this case, property destruction, thereby providing little guidance due to its inflexibility and increasing the advisory sentencing range 7 times over what the range would have been for arson without the enhancement. And he also said that 22 years is excessive and disproportionate.
Right. That's all basically what I'm saying in a nutshell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the U.S. government has a lot of other ways that they misuse terrorism, too. But in her case, that's the key to it.
What do you think brought her to the point of setting this office full of documents on fire?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that the point was something that was good, but my understanding of the thinking, or if you want to call it that, that went into this action was that it was a bio-engineering, you know, one of these places where they're doing seeds, and,
right,
you know, Monsanto is having the taxpayers fund something that they're going to then steal from people all over the world. It's my understanding that that's the basic connection.
I read an interesting point about criminal property damages and terrorist attacks, that when a growing development like the Green Scare finds new ways and new legislation to clothe themselves in, it is often difficult to gauge when an arson or criminal property damage law is going to get trumped up to domestic terrorism, essentially an eco-animal enterprise. which therefore would be prosecuted to its full extent in this post-9/11 U.S. empire.
Well, it's pretty clear that the United States government has said that this is what they want to do. I mean, they've made statements that this is the largest threat to domestic terrorist threat to the country, which is, you know, on the facts, absurd, but that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have, you know, this mass murderer in Norway whose manifesto is shot through with quotes from right-wing American right-wing racists. And he's, you know, cut very much in the same cloth as Timothy McVeigh. I mean, these guys are running around killing people. And, you know, nobody was injured in any of the actions that have, you know, through ELF and ALF. Again, not to defend them or anything, but they're not terrorism. It's just that's just a political judgment that's being used to pervert the law and justice.
Right. The website Support Marie Mason or supportmariemason.org or freemarie.org. Did you want to shed any light on that webpage?
Well, there seems to be a lot of overlap in both. There's a lot of good information in both about both the Green Scare and about the case, and a lot of specific information about how to contact Marie if people want to, and what to say and what not to say in some cases, not because of any criminal liability, but because the prisons just have regulations. You know, if somebody donates money to her directly, it can put her commissary account over budget and she can lose the money, for example, things like that. So monetary donations go to her mother who's handling the money right now. And, you know, things like that. There's a support network that's trying as best we can to coordinate, you know, both sort of material aid in the terms of books and magazines and so forth and so on, and visits and raising funds so her kids can visit her and to defray attorney expenses and all that.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Tom. And any last words you wanted to leave with our audience?
Well, I mean, I think that you're in Toronto, right?
Yes.
Toronto, I think it's Toronto. Important, you know, for folks in Canada to realize that, you know, the images that you have of what's happening in the United States may in some ways be accurate, and in other ways they're not accurate. I mean, there are people in the United States who, you know, are working to address these huge problems. There are some people that are making mistakes and are paying the price for it. There are others that are doing the best they can and are having some success. And, you know, we look forward to rejoining the human race every day and welcome solidarity with people from Ontario.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Take care.
You too. That was Tom speaking on behalf of Marie Mason.